knows this is a God beyond belief or disbelief. This is a God that is undeniably real in every drop of experience. You may or may not choose to call ultimate reality God, but that reality is itself undeniable. In fact, the Stoic Greeks, you know what the Stoic Greeks called ultimacy? The largest nesting doll or the largest nesting reality? Cosmos, a proper name, an I-thou relationship. Cosmos, not the cosmos, little c, like, you know, the pulpit. No, then it would be an object. No, cosmos, a living being that they were a part of. See, we are a subset of the whole. We can't get outside the whole to examine it. So I have to use analogies and metaphors to describe the nature of ultimacy. What this means, of course, is that there's no one right way to talk about ultimate reality, which I realize is probably preaching to the choir here, but this may be news to many of your neighbors.